إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This morning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to continue the reading of Asbab Najat al-Ummah, that is the means or the causes for the Ummah's salvation or the salvation of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by al-Allama al-Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan. Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Alhamdulillah, for the last few days, we have been reading, yani first in the introduction of what the Shaykh has yani intended to present concerning this topic of the causes or the reasons or the means of the salvation of the Ummah. And secondly, yani the outline of some of those matters which he has mentioned. The most important of them, no doubt, is yani from the most important means of salvation or the Ummah being saved from ruin and destruction in this world, and more importantly from the punishment of the hellfire in the next life, is the establishment of a Tawheed. There's no doubt that the establishment of Tawheed and avoiding shirk, especially the major shirk, which nullifies a tawheed, and nullifies iman, and nullifies a person's iman. This is the greatest means or cause for a person to be saved. And along with this, the Shaykh also mentioned the importance of establishing the sunnah, and in this way avoiding innovation, bid'ah, which destroys the deen, corrupts it. And also he mentioned obedience to the rulers, the leaders, those in authority over the Muslims, to hear and obey those in authority from amongst us. And he also mentioned coming together, al-ijtima'a, yani upon the jama'ah, coming together upon the Qur'an and Sunnah. And yesterday we read, yani in some detail, what the Shaykh said concerning the importance of enjoining the good and forbidding evil, and how yani the Ummah would never be saved unless we fulfilled the obligation of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and that this is an obligation on every individual Muslim, not just upon the government or those who have been assigned as a job or as a responsibility or a task. Rather, every Muslim is obligated according to their ability to enjoin the good and forbid the wrong. Some may do it by force if they have the authority and the ability to do so. The authority first and then the ability. And some may enjoin the good or forbid the wrong by speaking out against that which they see. And whoever is not able to do that, then at least the least that a person can do, and nobody is excused from this, and that is at least hating munkar, hating it in our hearts. And the munkar includes every type of evil that Allah has yani classified as evil or prohibited. And it also includes the abandonment or the failure to fulfill every obligatory duty that Allah has placed upon us. So the Shaykh, he mentioned this. And he mentioned the town that was upon near the sea, from the Bani Israel, from those people who violated the Sabbath, and he talked and he showed how there was amongst them those who knew that what they were doing was wrong. Some of them, yani, warned the people against it and prohibited them from doing it, and others didn't care about enjoining the good or forbidding the wrong. And the Shaykh, he said that those who enjoined the good and forbid the wrong, they were saved, and those who did not, then they were destroyed. And he also gave the example in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about the parable of the people on the ship who were drawing lots for the upper part of the ship or the lower part of the ship, and that those people on the lower part of the ship, they thought that they didn't want to disturb the people in the upper part to get water, so they would make a hole in the ship. And the Prophet ﷺ said that if the people who know better allowed those people to make a hole in the ship, they would all be destroyed. And if they stop them and prevent them, then they would all be saved. So this is the example of the importance of enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. If it is not implemented, if this obligation is not attended to, then the whole society will be destroyed, the wicked as well as the righteous. And the final yani, words of the Shaykh concerning this topic, where he outlines, he repeats some of the matters that he mentioned earlier and outlines any other important matters that are from the factors or the reasons or the causes or the means through which the ummah will be saved from destruction in this world and the punishment of hellfire in the next life. The Shaykh, he says, well, let me just repeat what he said at the end of what we read yesterday. He said, the one who doesn't yani, speak against the evil, or who doesn't at least hate it in the heart, he said, this person is not a believer. Yani, this one who doesn't have in his heart at least the amount of iman of a mustard seed, the one who is pleased with the evil and doesn't prohibit it, doesn't at least hate it in the heart, in their heart, فَلَيْسَ فِيهِ إِيمَانٍ لَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلٍ, that this person doesn't have any iman. There's no iman after this. The person who doesn't at least hate it in their heart, this person doesn't even have the amount of iman equal to a mustard seed. And this makes us to know that there's no escape from enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. Whoever doesn't at least hate it in their heart, they have no iman. They have no iman. This person is not really a believer. So he said that these are the causes, the asbab, yani the general causes or means of salvation of the ummah. And then he summarized them by saying, number one, as-sam' wa-ta'a li wulat al-umur bil-ma'roof, yani hearing and obeying those who have authority over the affairs of the Muslims in that which is good. Meaning that there is no obedience in disobedience to Allah, but as long as it doesn't entail disobedience, then we hear and obey those in authority from amongst us. The second thing he said, at-tamassuk bil-kitabi wa-sunnah, yani adhering to, sticking to, holding fast to the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the book and the Sunnah. This is the second of the important matters which are causes or means of salvation for the Ummah. Wa alaykum salam. And he mentions here, holding fast to the book and the Sunnah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, 103rd ayat, وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّكُوا. So hold fast to the rope of Allah all together, yani in unity, al-ijtima'a wal-jama'a, wala tafarraku, and do not separate, do not be divided. So this second point, it is the establishment of the jama'a, the importance of ijtima'a, of unity, of being together. But of course, this unity is based upon adherence to the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And here, the Shaykh also mentions the saying of Allah in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 153rd Ayat, وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلِ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذلك وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is my sirati mustaqiman, my way which is straight, upright. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, therefore you are commanded to follow it, the straight way, الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ, and you are prohibited, do not follow the other ways. يعني the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one way, the straight way, and we are commanded to follow this way, and we are prohibited from following the other ways. All other ways are prohibited to follow, as these ways will cause you to be divided. So this ayat is a proof of what? It's a proof that if the Muslims want to have the correct yani unity and coming together, al-ijtima' wal-jama'ah, then the only way to do so is to follow one way. All the people follow one way. And when people are following different ways, this causes division. This causes division. And this is what we have been commanded. This is what has been ordained for us, that perhaps we will achieve a taqwa. The third matter that the Shaykh mentions here in his summary of the matters which are the causes or the means of salvation of the ummah, he mentions al-amru bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, the enjoining of good and forbidding of evil. Everyone according to his ability and capability. Everyone according to their ability. Yani every person does what they are able to do. Nobody is held accountable for that which they don't have the ability or the capability or the capacity to do. And here he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th surah, 2nd ayah, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and cooperate with one another in righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate with one another in sin and transgression. Yani, cooperate with one another in enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, everyone according to their ability. And I'm going to add here, yani, in this summary, the matter of at-tawheed, because the Shaykh now, he goes on to mention new matters that he didn't mention before. But I just want to remind us that the Shaykh mentioned the establishment of at-tawheed and the avoiding of shirk as being the foundation of the aqeedah and the foundation of the matter, the most important matter that is the means of protection from the punishment in the next life and salvation in this world and the next life. It is the establishment, yarhamukallah, of at-tawheed and the avoiding of shirk. And along with this, the Shaykh also mentioned what? The establishment of the sunnah and avoiding bid'ah. So these two matters must be included in the list of means which are the means of salvation, that is establishing tawheed and establishing the sunnah, avoiding shirk and avoiding innovation. And we will never be saved unless we establish tawheed and establish the sunnah. Here the Shaykh goes on now with the matters that he didn't mention previously. كَذَلِكَ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ نَجَاةِ الْأُمَّةِ أَيْضًا التَّآخِي وَالْمَحَبَّةِ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that likewise from amongst the causes of the salvation of the ummah, also we say, yani, establishing brotherhood and love between the Muslims. Establishing brotherhood, being brothers to one another. And here he mentions the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-muslim lil-muslim kal-bunyan, or al-mu'min lil-mu'min kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'dha, that the Muslim or the believer, the Muslim is to another Muslim and the believer is to another believer like a bunyan, a building, a structure, a cemented structure, each part of it supporting, strengthening the other part. Yani every part, every member of the Muslim, of the Brotherhood of Islam, every member supports and strengthens the other members. مَثَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كمثل الجسد الواحد، الواحد إذا اشتقى منه عضو تداعى له سائر جسده بالسهر والهمة. يعني that the likeness or the parable or the example of the Muslims in their mutual love for one another and compassion or mercy towards one another and sympathy towards one another. يعني these characteristics are supposed to be primary, يعني foremost, paramount amongst the Muslims, that there is mutual love and compassion and sympathy. The likeness of this mutual love and compassion and sympathy of the Muslims for one another is like the example of one body. يعني the Muslim brotherhood, the brotherhood of Islam is like one body. If one member of the body complains, has some pain or suffering or difficulty or hardship, then the rest of the body also feels it by sleeplessness and fever. يعني the rest of the body experiences whatever any member of the body experiences. So that if any Muslim in our community or in our jama'ah or in our masjid or in our city or town or in our country or in the whole world is experiencing difficulty, every Muslim is supposed to feel this. If there is really mutual love and compassion and sympathy for one Muslim for another, for one believer for another, then any Muslim that is suffering, we should all feel it. And this is something that requires some work for us, because today the people have become desensitized, and we really don't feel any of the pain and suffering of other Muslims unless it's someone who's close to us. And this is a real problem. This is a real problem. And in the history of Islam, when the Muslims had established a state known as Al-Andalus, the Muslim state was destroyed and every Muslim nation was conquered one by one, while every other state ignored and didn't feel yani the suffering of the other state until their turn came, and then the same came to them. And this is what we see in the world today. Naam. The Shaykh, he says after this, تناصح بين المسلمين, yani that there should be mutual advising, sincere advice amongst the Muslims. And here he mentions the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reported by Imam Muslim. And the previous hadith is also reported by Imam Muslim, Ad-Din al-Nasiha, that the essence of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving sincere advice, being sincere. يعني قلنا لمن يا رسول الله, when he said this, that Ad-Din al-Nasiha, they said, to whom يا رسول الله, who is this يعني نصيحة for? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لله ولكتابه ولرسوله وَلِيَأِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَتِهِمْ, يعني that being sincere is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and then to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the leaders of the Muslims and the common Muslims. And this hadith is a tremendous hadith that a lot of scholars have explained with beautiful explanations, including Al-Imam An-Nawawi and Al-Imam Ibn al-Daqiq al-Eid, and from the contemporary scholars, yani all of them have given explanations. Ad-Din al-Nasiha, yani being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being sincere to the book of Allah, yani learning it, studying it, understanding it, and applying it in our lives, and being sincere to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by knowing his sunnah, and adhering to it, living by it, worshipping by it, making our da'wah based upon the sunnah, and our character in accordance with the sunnah, and our worship in accordance with the sunnah, and our aqidah in accordance with the sunnah, and being sincere to the leaders of the Muslims, and to the general body of the Muslims. And after this, the Shaykh mentions, al-mahabba bayn al-muslimin, yani that there be love amongst the Muslims. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, that you all will not enter the Jannah until you believe. And you can, no one, the Prophet ﷺ said, no one will enter the Jannah except a believing soul, except a believer. لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, you will not enter the Jannah until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى tahabbu, and you will not believe until you have love for one another. And no one can enter the Jannah except the believer, and you will not perfect and complete Iman until you have love for one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. يعني, shall I not direct you to something which if you do it, you will establish, you will achieve mutual love for one another? He said, spread salams amongst yourselves. يعني, the point of this hadith that the Shaykh is mentioning is what? The importance of love. That love, mutual love amongst the Muslims is indeed a cause of salvation, because you will not believe until you have love for one another, and you will not enter the Jannah until you believe. So it is of the utmost importance that we establish the mutual love amongst the Muslims. After this, the Shaykh, he mentions, Al-Islah Bain Al-Muslimin, yani the rectification or reconciliation or making of peace between the Muslims. Yani reconciling our differences, rectifying the problems that are between us and making peace amongst the Muslims. And here the Shaykh, he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 114th Ayat, La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum. Yani that there is no khayr in many or most of their secret gatherings, their secret talks, secret councils. إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Except those who enjoin or command the giving of sadaqa, or enjoin the ma'aruf, all good things, or the reconciliation, making peace between the people. Yani this is the exception to their secret councils and gatherings. Yani there is no good in any of it, except if they are enjoining the people to give charity, enjoining the people to do good, and making reconciliation and peace between the people. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُعْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So, whoever does this, yani, enjoins upon the people sadaqa and ma'ruf and islah, yani rectification and reconciliation, and making peace between the people. Whoever does this with the condition that they do it seeking the pleasure of Allah. Yani they do it for the pleasure of Allah, not for some other reason. But whoever does this seeking the pleasure of Allah, then we will give them a great reward, a tremendous reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. So that here again, the point that the Shaykh is referring to in this ayat is Islah Bain al-Nas. Al-Islah Bain al-Muslimin. Reconciliation and peacemaking between the Muslims. And the Shaykh, he also mentions concerning this matter from Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, the 9th and 10th Ayat. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَطَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. That if two groups from amongst the believers fight with one another, then we are commanded to make peace between them, to make reconciliation between them. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Make peace between the two groups. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِهْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبَغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. But if any one of them, of the two groups, rebel and continue, yani with the aggression against the other one, then fight the one who has rebelled. Yani then all of the Muslims should fight against the one that refuses to reconcile, to make peace, until they return to the command of Allah. Fight them and force them to return to the command of Allah. فَإِنْ فَاعَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْصِتُوا. But if they return, yani they surrender and they agree to reconcile, then make peace between them, between the two opposing parties, with justice and fairness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْصِتِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who are just. And the Shaykh, and then he mentions the ayah following the إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Verily, the believers Indeed, the believers are brothers. And only the believers are brothers to one another. Yani, brotherhood is based upon Iman and Islam. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. That indeed, the brothers, the believers are brothers to one another. فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So make peace and reconciliation between your two brothers. Yani two opposing brothers or two opposing parties or groups from amongst the Muslims who are disputing. And observe taqwa of Allah that you might attain His mercy. And after this, the Shaykh mentions another matter. وَخَذَلِكَ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ نَجَاةِ الْأُمَّةِ زَوَالَ الْبَغْضَاءِ بَيْنَهَا وَزَوَالَ السُخْرِيَّةِ بَعْدُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. يعني the removal from also from the causes of salvation of the Ummah is the removal of hatred between the Muslims. And the removal or the elimination of making mockery, yani of some people looking down on other people, making mockery and scorning some people who think they are better than others. They are amazed with themselves and they think they are better than others and they make mockery and scorn others. Yani the removal of this is one of the means or the causes or the reasons for salvation of the Ummah. To remove this hatred and disrespect and mockery and scorn of one another. And here the Shaykh mentions the ayat that follows from Surah Al-Hujurat, from the previous ayats, 49, ayat number 11, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. O you who believe, do not let some people make mockery of others. Perhaps those who are being made mockery of are better than those who are making mockery of them. And this is something that is considered as a tremendous evil, making mockery of the other Muslims. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُنَّ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُنَّ. And do not allow the women, some of them, to make mockery of others. Perhaps those who they are making mockery of are better than them. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not defame one another, meaning do not speak about the shortcomings or defects of the Muslims. Don't try to look for the defects of the Muslims and speak ill of them or indicate their shortcomings, their defects. And do not insult one another, yani by names, nicknames or names that are degrading or disliked by the person that you are referring to. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Using expressions or terms or names or descriptions that are disrespectful or displeasing to the one who you are referring to. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. An evil, yani it is an evil thing to use a name, this type of name after Iman, yani to refer to somebody with a disrespectful name. After Iman, after we have entered into Iman, and whoever doesn't repent from such, then these are the Zalimun, the wrongdoers. And the Shaykh also mentions the ayah following this, same surah, Surah Al-Hujurat 49:12, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. O you who believe, avoid, distance yourself, stay far removed from much of the dhan, yani thinking evil thought, and having an evil thought about another Muslim, suspicion that is unjustified. Ijtanibu kathirun min al-dhan, yani most types of suspicion, or Allah says, inna ba'd al-dhan ithm, most types of suspicion is sinful. Meaning the suspicion that doesn't have any basis. A person just imagines that this person is doing something wrong. And there's no basis for allowing you to think that. But rather, a Muslim should have husnul dhan. And he should have a good thought and good expectation about another Muslim. Unless there's some basis for a person actually having some suspicion or evil thought about another Muslim. Inna ba'da dhan ithm. Some types of suspicion is sin, meaning if it doesn't have any basis. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And avoid, يعني وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, do not spy on one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and do not backbite one another. يعني saying things about a Muslim that they would not like to be said about them. And it is prohibited to do so behind their back. And it is also prohibited to speak evil about a Muslim even in front of their face. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Does any one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother while he is dead? Yani backbiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing backbiting, or he's given us the example that backbiting is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You would hate it. It is disgusting. It is abhorrent. It is detestable. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So observe taqwa of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is the one who accepts repentance, and He is merciful. And He is merciful. So these things that the Shaykh has mentioned in these ayats in Surah Al-Hujurat, in ayat 9 and 10 and 11 and 12, are from amongst the many things that are mentioned in this tremendous surah. That is a surah that gives us many, many points of guidance concerning the yani affairs of the Muslim society, how people should live together, what are the things that we should or should not be doing in order to establish the proper Islamic society. After this, the Shaykh says, هَذِهِ أَسْبَابَ النَّجَاتِ. These are the reasons or causes or means of success. And that is that the mujtama'a, the Muslim society, be free from cheating and loving and establishing love amongst themselves, being free from these evil characteristics of cheating and deception, and having love amongst themselves. He says, لا يغش المسلم لا يغش أخاه في المعاملة. That a Muslim does not cheat or deceive his brother, yani another Muslim, in his dealings, yani in whatever kind of interaction that we have amongst one another, we don't cheat and deceive one another. He does not deceive him in al-bay, yani in trade, yani in doing business. And he does not seek, يرحمك الله, he does not, ولا يخطب على خطبته, يعني that he doesn't seek a woman's hand in marriage when his brother has already initiated the process of seeking to marry someone. He doesn't come behind him and try to يعني move him out of the way. And he doesn't sell over his brother's sale. Yani his brother is making a sale and he tries to yani move him out and overcome, yani take the sale from him. Or buy over his brother if his brother is buying something and he tries to get it first so that the other person doesn't get it. But rather, Muslims should have respect for one another. Yani these matters are things that show that a Muslim has respect and love and consideration for another Muslim. We don't try to take advantage of another Muslim or to cheat them out of something. The Shaykh, he says here, and he mentions the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al muslimu akhul muslim. The Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. La yahqiruhu. He doesn't yani look down upon him, despise him. He doesn't think that he is insignificant. Wala yakhdhuluhu. He doesn't abandon him or forsake him or leave him yani when he is in need of help. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bihasbi imrin min ash-sharr ay yahqira akhahu al-muslim. That it is sufficient for a Muslim, yani it is sufficient evil for a Muslim, as an evil, it is sufficient that he looks down upon his brother, that he despises his brother. And that alone is sufficient amount of evil. Nobody needs more than that. Whoever has fallen into this, this is sufficient evil to overcome anyone. كل مسلم على مسلم حرام. Every Muslim, يعني is sacred to another Muslim. دمه وماله وإرضه. يعني his blood, his wealth or property, and his honor is sacred. Meaning, it is inviolable. You cannot violate another Muslim's blood, nor his property, nor his honor. هكذا هذه أسباب النجاة. يعني these are some of the reasons or causes or means of success. And then the Shaykh mentions one other matter, and that is يعني making the love between the Muslims and the mutual and sincere advising one another and enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, and التعاون على البر والتقوى, cooperating, yani mutual cooperation in piety and righteousness, that making this prevail to be predominant, yani the predominant thing that we find amongst the Muslims should be that there is love. Of course, it's not going to be absolute that every person is going to have the same love for everyone else, but this should be the predominant situation, that there is love between the Muslims, there is mutual sincere advising amongst the Muslims, that enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong is the predominant situation, that most of the people are fulfilling these obligations, and that the cooperation in piety and righteousness is the predominant situation that we find amongst the Muslims. And this shouldn't be the rare case where people are cooperating with one another, rather this should be the predominant situation. Yani that two Muslims who are in the same area, that they are cooperating in whatever they are doing. Whatever it may be, whether it's in dawah, or whether it is in business, or whatever it might be, they are cooperating. That two masjids are cooperating with one another. That two groups of Muslims, that they cooperate with one another. As for what we find today, we find very little cooperation amongst the Muslims. Even if they are on the same block, they're in the same neighborhood, they're in the same city, you can hardly find cooperation today. The Shaykh said, the predominant situation should be that we have love for one another, and that we give sincere advice to one another, and that we enjoin the good and forbid the wrong, and cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. And then the Shaykh, after all of these matters, he says, قال إمام مالك رحمه الله, that Imam Malik said, لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا ما أصلح أولها, that there is nothing that will rectify, fix, mend, correct the end of this ummah, yani the last generations of this ummah, except that which rectified and corrected and made whole and wholesome and well the beginning of it. Yani what was good for the beginning of this ummah is the only thing that will be good for the end of it. And what is it that corrected and rectified and mended the beginning of this ummah? He said, it was rectified by Islam and Al-Istiqamah. By Al-Islam and Al-Istiqamah, being upright upon the deen. Yani following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every affair of our life. And likewise, yani just as that was what the first part of this ummah, the early generations of the Muslims, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and those who follow them, that is what caused their rectification. Then likewise, this is the only thing. Nothing will rectify the end, yani the last generations of this ummah, except this matter, except the same thing that the people in the first generations, yani were rectified by, that is, establishment of Islam and uprightness, al-istiqamah. As far as if we find the situation that the end of this ummah is separated from the beginning of the ummah, meaning not following the same way, then this is destruction. This is destruction. As the du'at of ad-dalal today, right now, are saying, yani the people who are calling to misguidance, they are saying, هذه الأوامر وهذه النواهي. هذا للذي راحوا للأولين, يعني that these commands, the commands in Islam and the prohibitions in Islam are for those who passed away, who have already gone, يعني for the early people, the first Muslims, that they are not يعني suitable for this time that we are living in. This is what who is saying? The du'at of dalal, the people who are calling to misguidance. The instructions, the guidance, the commands and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that mended and rectified and fixed and made whole and correct the first part of yani the first generations of the Muslims, they're saying these things are not suitable for this day and time. For example, al-wala wal-bara, yani having allegiance to the Muslims because of Islam and Iman, and yani disassociating ourselves from the disbelievers and corrupt people based upon Islam and Iman. They are saying that this is not suitable for this day and time. Al-wala wa bara. This is not suitable for today. That's something for the people in the past. He's saying, they are saying that the Quran, and it has no place today. Al-Quran intaha inda ha'ulai tughat. Yani these people who have transgressed all bounds, the Quran is finished for them. It has no place with them. مَا يَعْمَلُ بِهِ الْآنِ. They are not acting upon it. They are not living by it. They are saying that we need deen, a new deen. نَحْتَاجْ إِلَى دِينٍ جَدِيدٍ. I mean, this is pure corruption, no doubt. And people are saying this. I heard myself on the radio, one man on a national radio program who claimed to be a Muslim, saying that much, not everything, but much of what the Prophet ﷺ brought that came in the Quran and in the Sunnah is not suitable for today. Not suitable for today. Allah, it was stunning, shocking. We know that some people think like this. They don't practice anything of Islam. But to hear a person say that in public, أعوذ بالله, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And say that he's a Muslim. And then a kafir, apostate from Islam, woman, said worse than that and tried to force him to agree. And he said, I understand what she's saying. I know why she's saying that. She has a basis for what she's saying. And without absolutely agreeing with her, basically he was agreeing with her. She's an open, outright apostate. She declared that I am no longer Muslim. Islam is not suitable for humanity today. So this is, the Shaykh is saying, these people really exist right now. They are saying we need a new deen. نحتاج إلى نظام جديد. We need a new system. ما كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا إلى العالمين ورسولا إلى أن تقوم الساعة. And they are saying that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was not a messenger to all the people in the world. That he was not a messenger whose message is lasting until the establishment of the hour of judgment. And the Shaykh is saying, rather, he is a messenger whose message is qa'ima, baqiya, yani is standing, baqiya, remaining until the hour of judgment. It is in force. It is to be executed. It is to remain until the hour of judgment. His deen will remain until the hour of judgment. Kamil, shamil, likulli zaman, وَمَكَانٍ. Yani it is complete and perfect, and it is all-inclusive, yani all-encompassing. It doesn't leave out anything for every time and for every place. Subhanallah. Okay, I'm going to try to quickly finish here today. Our time is gone. And the Shaykh, the last of what the Shaykh says is, as far as those who say these matters have finished, yani these matters are for the beginning time, and that now we have a new world and we are in need of a new order, a new system, then this is a saying that is from the people of falsehood, Ahlul Batil. And this is a saying of the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who show Islam openly and they hide the kufr. This is what they say. This is their speech. They are those who say the likeness of these things are those who claim Islam. Yani they just claim Islam. But when the fitan, the trials and tribulations come, then their hypocrisy appears. Yani that which is hidden in their hearts, inside of themselves, comes out. And these people should not be given any consideration. We should not even look to them. We should not listen to what they are saying. But it is upon us to proceed على طريق الحق والصواب والسنة, on the road of the truth and that which is correct and the way of the sunnah. Even if they make mockery of us, those who make mockery. Even if they scorn us, those who scorn us. Even if they speak against us and try to belittle us. We don't care about this. We should continue upon the clear road, upon the way that is yani clear, that is the way of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni tarikun fikum ma intamassaktum bihi la tudillu ba'di yani kitabullah wa sunnati." Yani I have left behind yani amongst you, that is that which if you adhere to it and hold fast to it, you will never go astray after me. That is the Book of Allah and my Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ ذَلِكَ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ. This is my straight way, so you must follow it. And do not follow the other ways. They will cause you to separate from my way. And this is what has been ordained for you. Yani that perhaps you will achieve a taqwa. These, the Shaykh closes by saying, these are the words that I wanted to say to you, or that I wanted to say, and this subject is wasi', is vast. It needs some more, yani, speech. Yani, akthar, more than this. وَلَكِنْ مَا لَا يُدْرَكْ كُلُّ لَا يُدْرَكْ جُلُّ. Yani, that which is, we are not able to get the whole of it, then we should not abandon the whole of it. Meaning, and if you can't complete the matter and say everything that needs to be said, then don't leave it off either. But rather, you know, I say whatever can be said. حسب استطاع, يعني according to your ability. والحر تكفيه الإشارة. This is a very interesting saying. I couldn't really understand the meaning of it, but الحر تكفيه الإشارة. It means that the free person is sufficed by إشارة, just by yani hinting at the matter, just pointing to it. The free person doesn't need yani so much. But if you just point them to the right way, they got it. As opposed to the slave. The slave needs to be, this is how my son explained it to me. Said the slave needs to be beaten. As far as the free person, you can just point them in the right direction, they're okay. And the best of speech is that which is little bit, but it is clear, directing to the point, and it is not long and drawn out, and so that you don't become bored. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there's any comment or any question or any correction, we could probably take just a couple of minutes, even though we have already gone over time. اللهم استعان. I know you have to leave, أخي. You're excused. Any question? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.